AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. What went wrong? The question federal investigators will try to answer as they begin their investigation into last night's train derailment in Philadelphia. At least five people are dead, 144 taken to hospitals, six of them critically injured. The train was on the way from Washington to New York. Our colleague Paul Chung was on it.
I think we're approaching Philly. Suddenly, the train just starts shaking a lot, and then I think some people in the front were turning, and seats were poking apart. Next thing, you know, I know we have to escape from the back.
And he managed to get out safely. Mayor Michael Nutter says this was a horrific accident.
It is an absolute disastrous mess. Never seen anything like this in my life.
Our Warren Levinson is there this morning in Philadelphia and joins us live now. Warren?
Rita, with daylight, the aerial views of the derailed train are pretty shocking. One car is little more than scraps of twisted metal. Cars that followed it are completely off the tracks. One car splayed nearly perpendicular across three tracks. A couple of cars are completely on their sides. There were 238 passengers and five crew members on the Washington to New York train, which derailed near a curve at Frankfort Junction. National Transportation Safety Board investigators are here. They'll look very thoroughly at dozens of factors that could have caused this crash: speed, equipment, weather, condition of the crew, for starters. The accident has disrupted Amtrak service as well as the schedules of commuter railroads, which use a lot of the same tracks. Rita?
Police suspect murder-suicide in a home in Tucson where five people were found shot dead. No word yet on who they are. The jury in the Boston Marathon bombers trial begins deciding later today whether he should be executed for what he did. The same jury's already convicted Johar Tsarnaev in the bombings that killed three people and injured hundreds of others. This is AP Radio News. David Letterman is retiring from The Late Show on CBS, as you probably know, and former President Bill Clinton is among the latest guests. And yes, he talked about Hillary running for president.
I urge her to just go out there and have a good time, tell the American people what she wanted to do, explain what the challenges are from her point of view and what we should do, and just be grateful. We've had a wonderful life, and I'm grateful.
Hillary Clinton plans to be in South Carolina later this month. It will host the first primary in the South. Hillary Clinton led then-Senator Barack Obama in early South Carolina polls in the 2008 campaign. And for the 11th week in a row, CBS with David Letterman has led the Nielsen list. Of the top 20 shows for the week, CBS airs 13 of them, and that includes the top three: The Big Bang Theory, NCIS, and NCIS New Orleans. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.